Welcome to the Career Booster Podcast by Grantham University. Whether you're looking for that new job or seeking that promotion, Grantham University's podcast will feature topics perfect for the career seeker and established professional alike. I'm Brad Erpelding, and in today's show, we'll be hearing from Jeremy Bell, Associate Director, Talent Development, Career Services, Doug Dillner, Career Service Coordinator, and Dr. Nancy Miller, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Science, about how coursework translates into real-world experience, what skills do students need for that next career move, and much more. Let's get started.
How does the academic education translate to real-world application?
By nature, a lot of our courses, the way they've been programmed, the way that they've been designed, is even though we have plenty of theoretical, it's not as theoretical as it could be. And we tend to go more towards hands-on experiences with our assignments and labs. So I think that's really how it's more real world, is that we try to have things that are a scaled down version of something you might be doing in work. So not, we don't want a paper on disaster recovery plans. We want a disaster recovery plan. We try to have simulations and virtual environments. We're providing more of those. For coding, there are starting to be, there hasn't always been because I've kept looking at it through the years, but they're starting to get to be some fairly decent web-based browser type environments that you can work with for early coding. You know, and while we're kind of still looking at that, at some point we really feel that a student needs to install an IDE, Integrated Development Environment, and really learn to work with that, because that's what's going to be happening in their job. You know, they're not going to be coding from a little web-based browser all the time.
It's real life stuff.
Yeah, so we try to, balance, ease and access for the student with realizing at the same time what they're going to have to do. And then, we have these 8-week courses, very fast paced. We want to try and provide support to get students going and to resolve their problems. But on the other hand, when you get in work, you're not going to have someone to help you solve all those problems. You're going to have to go look up the manuals and figure it out and struggle to make it happen. So we're constantly trying to balance the realization of fast paced 8-week courses with students who are working full time and have families, and they have parents that are starting to age on the one hand and children on the other hand that are, having their own issues and getting into teenage years and whatever, with the fact that, there are some expectations when you get in a job that we don't want you deficient in either.
What skills should a student be developing in and out of the education or workplace to assist them with their next career move?
I think a big thing is making sure you're getting some relevant experience. I work with Doug on a regular basis when resumes are coming in, and trying to help students figure out how they might have a strategy for getting a job related to their degree. And sometimes I don't really see any experience there to work with. And I think you really need that. If you're doing programming, go find an organization that needs a mobile app, that they need a better website. Get on Fiverr, Upwork. Do these projects, maybe for practically nothing, but you're building a portfolio and you're building experience. And then you talk to that in your resume, contract work, developed a mobile app, and blah, 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 and whatever. And so you're not trying to go out there saying, okay, I had some classes on this, now give me a job. Yeah, I've had these classes, but look, I'm applying it. I'm doing it in these things, in these areas. I think we have certifications and several available and several like our courses. I think we may talk about this a little bit more later, but get those certifications. They're free for you in the class. get those certifications to add that to a resume if you're wanting to go out there and get a job as in cybersecurity or something is invaluable. You might even start switching over. Once you get one or two, one of those certifications, you might be able to go out there and get a network administrator job or some sort of network technician. And, that's going to be placing you in the position to move up as soon as you get that degree.
I did have a couple of questions which are kind of ABET related.
Okay.
Was asking about with due to the kind of the ongoing mentality, I guess, that would come with online schools or schools, of this nature, and mentioning that, while we are ABET accredited, what is it that Grantham does as far as what we produce as far as our students that sets us apart from some schools that are similar to ours, if that makes sense?
Okay.
As far as, graduation rates, grades, just showing that,
I think in the online space, in engineering, electronics engineering technology, so that's what I'm talking about. That's what we have ABET accredited, our bachelor's degree in electronics engineering technology. There's only a couple of other universities that have ABET accreditation. One has zero hands-on requirements. So we have at least two courses with hands-on component. We'll probably be rolling out some more of that. And the other one has some hands-on. Their numbers have gotten very small. It doesn't seem like they're keeping up with stuff. I'm not really sure where that program is actually going in terms of meeting some of the ABET requirements, actually. So I'd rather not get into that. But I think that's the advantage is that we do have some hands-on component, and we have a substantial capstone experience. And those were the things that were impressive overall to the people that looked at us for the ABET accreditation.
Awesome. And Royden wanted to know, is the priority to have more degree programs at Grantham that are ABET accredited so graduates can become licensed PEs or project engineers, I guess?
No, it's not project. It's professional engineering. Not right now. There's no plans. The ABET accreditation takes a tremendous amount of work. It has, we have to assess around 55 items and over a 3-year cycle of 3 years. It's a lot of work. And so right now, I have some ideas of maybe some programs I would like to move towards ABET accreditation. I would never have plans really to move all of them to ABET accreditation. I have a couple in my mind that I would kind of like to move towards that. But I would say at this point, we are still trying to nail down our assessment process because ABET is all about assessment, frankly. And we have got to have that so smooth that it takes a lot less time so that then we would have that time to start working on another program for that level of assessment and duplicating that process. So that's really my focus right now is to improve our assessment process because that's what we need to if we want to scale this further. So.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Excellent. Why is it important to have integrity in your schoolwork?
Oh, that's a big one. students are busy. They get confused. They don't want to take the time to look at the lectures, to maybe look up some videos. And they get stuck. And they find it easier to cheat than to try to do the schoolwork themselves. In the end, it's a huge risk to them, and it's a huge risk to the programs. Cheating is very serious to me. Integrity is very serious to me. I consider it very important to me that our graduates graduate having done the work themselves. If they've done that, I know what they are capable of when they walk out the door. I know what employers can reasonably expect of them. If they haven't been doing their work, I don't know what they're going to be able to do. And I'm worried about the reputation of the programs and the reputation for other students to do the work if we graduate students who aren't doing the work. It's all about, at the end of the day, to me, you should be looking at this as a value. When we maintain integrity of the student work, we maintain the value of the degree that you're investing in. And if we don't do our job on the integrity end, then with time, I believe that the value of the degree from Grantham University will diminish. And that's why I think it's so important. It's all about what you're paying for. I want it to mean something. I want it to have a lot of value for you. And the only way I can do that is making sure that we're maintaining the integrity of the work of the students. So on that note, I want it to be clear that we suspend and we dismiss and we even revoke degrees for cheating. It's serious. You'll get a 1 the first time it's caught in a course. You can get an F in a course. And this you should know. If you get caught cheating in one course, I get that ticket, I or a chair, we may start digging down into other courses. If we find cheating in other courses, we may retroactively give you an F in an earlier course. I've seen students that I got a ticket, I started digging through, and oh, this course was all from checking course serum. This course was all from checking course serum. At the end of the day, we dismissed the student. We've had students that have had so much material on Course Hero that we revoked their degrees. That your coursework is required, you are responsible for it, and you're responsible for protecting it. If you ends up on Course Hero, we find it, while sometimes we're looking at another ticket, we go through and discover another student's work on Course Hero. We just determine, oh my gosh, look at all this. No telling where that's going to go at the end of the day. My recommendation is if you have stuff on Course Hero, you write them a letter and ask them to remove it immediately. So anyway, you know, we're going to be moving more and more to in certain courses where you'll have timed exams and the lowest exam grade will be dropped. And, you know, where and the problems will be on a test bank and not tied to checks. So it'll give you an opportunity to demonstrate your actual knowledge. And we'll know it's you doing the work. And this is going to create a lot of value. It will have a lot of meaning at the end of the day. So anyway, I think that's important for all of you to know because, you know, in a ground campus, when the guy in the dorm, you know, is moving out because he got suspended, you know it. Or, you know, someone's not showing up in class, the word gets out, oh, they got suspended. You know what's happening. Sometimes you don't understand that this is serious to us and we are taking action on it. It's important for the value of your degree. And we are not a diploma mill. I'm serious about this education. I'm serious about the value to you.
Yeah, you know, besides the cheating part and how serious it is, one thing that really stands out to me and what you said is if they do the work and comprehend the work, you know what they can do out in the workforce.
Yeah, exactly.
You know exactly what they can
do.
That really stood out to me, so I really appreciate that. Yeah. So any avenues that they can explore besides the student's tutoring?
Well, you know, and this is why I wanted this embedded tutoring. I wanted it where they could quickly get to a tutor. And granted, unfortunately, you know, we only have this one tutor available part of the time. Our tutoring service does not provide 24/7 for our engineering. Although some of the programming courses, we definitely have 24/7 tutoring for that. So, But I think it's important to use tutoring. I think there's a lot of resources actually on that are very good on like Khan Academy and YouTube that can provide additional support. You know, there's tutors available online now, if you know, that you can pay for as well to get some help. Hopefully not do your work for you, but so I think there's some avenues like that. And then try to make, you know, get the discipline of honing down your questions. Figure out, what am I struggling with here? Where am I having a problem? So that I can get a specific question that I can send to my instructor. And I think that can really make a difference as well. You know, you have to get past, I don't understand. Well, I don't know where to begin with that when I get an email like that. I don't, you know, where do you start? Also, make sure you're reading the book. Students don't read the book. They don't use the materials in the course. They come back asking questions. Oftentimes, I'll say, listen, it's right there in that video, in that lecture, right there on page blank of your text. It takes some time, but that's what you have to sow to reap a solid knowledge of the field.
That's it for today. Before you go, be sure to subscribe to Grantham University's Career Booster Podcast to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And please help share, rate, and review this podcast so that we can continue to provide you the best content possible.